It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
That's right. It is Adam Bash here. And I'm coming to you with a very important message, I suppose, more important than any message you've probably ever heard on a podcast in the entirety of, you know, your life or anyone's life, for that matter. It's been a moving day for me, I guess, as a whole, because I met, I met an angel today, and not a good kind of angel. And I didn't realize how, I guess, how prominent angels were in our actual society. But anyway, I met a bad one, an angel of death and destruction. And that's not great news for me, but it's also not great news for a significant portion of our society. And I guess I'll get into the details soon. So I was looking up on birthdays, particularly the birthdays of September 1st. And I figured it's a new month. You know, sometimes I like to see what celebrities were born on a given day. It's an eccentricity, but I will not apologize for it. So I was looking at it and I said, you know what? September 1st, pretty damn thin. All things considered, not a lot of heavy hitters on this day. And I said to myself, gee, I wonder if this is it. Like, this is the lamest day for celebrity birthdays in the entirety of the year. Well, I shouldn't have said that too loudly, because next thing you know, I get a guy comes up to me and says, oh, what do you mean? You think this is the September 1st is maybe the lamest and worst day for celebrity birthdays? I said, yeah, it's a possibility. And I think, you know, I think these are all probably disposable celebrities. If there was a day, and I posited, that could get absolutely wiped off the face of existence, and all people would forget anybody who had ever been born on that day, I don't think we would lose much if that day was September 1st. Well, come to find out, this is an angel of death and destruction, and guess what? Now I'm tasked with a dark mission, and one that I have to take seriously, and it is exactly that. I have to find, over the course of this next year, that day that, if it were to be erased from the history of humanity, and everyone that had ever been born on that day was wiped from our collective memories, would it be what day would it be? I guess is what I've been tasked to ask myself, and I guess the greater universe. Of course, you know, most people would take this with a heavy burden and start doing research. I said, how much time do I have? They said, well, probably, you know, a year we would like to get an answer. And I said, well, cool. I'll just do it day by day, like stream it, podcast it, make a thing out of it. I don't know that angels know much about merchandising, but like a long-term plan, that's where this is going. So I figure, like, one day at a time, this should be something I can work out. So, you know, I do it the due diligence, investigate it on a daily basis, look at the day's celebrities, and see if anything tops it, right? So, I mean, eventually, I'm sure, over the course of the year, there will be a day with, you know, with worse birthdays of celebrities than September 1st. But I guess it's there's only one way to find out, and that's to experience every one of those days and find out in the moment. You can't look ahead at this kind of thing. That's not the way I live my life. That's not the way I would expect you to live your life, honestly. You know, in the moment, that's where we need to be. So I made a few rules for myself in agreement and in accord with the angel. I have to be thinking about this in a positive sense. I cannot say, let's just wipe this day away because somebody very, very bad was born that day. Because I think it makes it too easy. And I don't think that I would be given this power in a vengeance mindset. It's definitely in a mindset of salvation for the universe, I guess. But with a heavy heart, right? So heavy-hearted salvation. So in that realm, I will be only looking at positive people that have been born on a certain day. So you know, you've lost out on all of history's greatest monsters. I'm sorry. I cannot take that into consideration. So don't even bring it up. If you want to email me, don't even bring up, don't at me about, oh my goodness, it's Hitler's birthday. Well, guess what? I can't think about that. I have to move on. Likewise, another important facet of this is that fuck February 29th. Okay. That's easy. And nobody said this was going to be easy. This has to be done with rigor and intensity. So February 29th is already off the fucking table. It's not going to happen. Now, I can't look at everybody that was born on a given day. That's unrealistic. I'm only going to do a few minutes of discussions on these things and just kind of look at it day to day. So I think I'll look at the top three, maybe, top three people. I'm not going to look at politicians. I'm not going to look at scientists that have created things that have enriched our lives. That's cool. But I mean, that's not really where this all started. It started with celebrities. So, I mean, all my focus is going to be on, actors and musicians and maybe sports ball player men. Those are the things that I'm going to focus kind of wholeheartedly on. So if there are maybe just like three a day that I want to say, okay, these are the hot celebrities of the day that were born today, and let's just rate them against everyone else that's ever been born on any other given day and see where they stack up, really. Not numerically, because I'm not going to rate it that way, but, you know, just keep a running tally. Where are we at? Where is the worst, right? And I think the September 1st, I mean, I haven't looked ahead, but I mean, I think the September 1st today is going to be in the lead for a while. I get the feeling, just because of the sheer lack of star power born on September 1st. Okay, so let's get right into it. Let's start with who I think. I don't know. I don't know if I want to lead with the heavy hitters, but let's kind of ease into it. I'm gonna throw out a couple of honorable mentions here that aren't really going to go into the factoring, but just people that I wanted to make sure that we had mentioned, because I don't want people saying later to me, hey, you know what? You said that these were the three hot people, but, you know, you've completely forgotten about Billy Blanks. And listen, I know Billy Blanks was born on September 1st. Billy Blanks is the guy that invented Taibo. Everybody knows Billy Blanks is amazing. Martial artist and fitness guru. But he's not one of the top three. So don't even fool yourself. Same thing about Conway Twitty. Same thing about Bam Bam Bigelow, you know. Don't even bring these guys up. These are all honorable mentions. Great gentlemen, but they're not in the top three people that were born on September 1st. Okay, so let's start off with the number three top celebrity born on September 1st is Padma Lakshmi. Now, Padma Lakshmi is she's an actress, but she's most notably, I guess, the celebrity-ish chef on Food Network. She did what's the thing she did? Oh geez, I don't know anything about her, honestly. I know what she looks like. I don't watch Food Network. She did like some cooking shows and stuff. She's really, really pretty, so that's good. And I've heard she does good philanthropy stuff, so that's all wonderful. Listen, this is the number three top famous person from September 1st, and I don't really know her very much. And I know that's largely on me. I know enough about her to know that she's probably, there are huge fans of Padma out there. It's bad news. I'm going to step up to the plate with number two. And the fact that this is number two should make you worried at this point, because the number two most famous and influential person born on September 1st, Gloria Estefan, ladies and gentlemen. Gloria Estefan. Yeah. The rhythm's going to get you, but guess what? If you don't look out, Miami Sound Machine, then this curse that I've been, well, I mean, this gift and curse both, is going to get you, because name like three Gloria Estefan songs. I mean, you can't. It's the rhythm is going to get you. And then like, that might be the only one I know. Come on, shake your body. That's one. That's Come on, Shake Your Body or something like that, right? There's another one. So Rhythm is going to get you, and then like Come on, Shake Your Body, whatever it's called. Those are it. That's it. And I'm old, so like that's the only reason I even know those two. The rest of you, like young people out in the world, would be largely unaffected if Gloria Estefan was not around anymore. And in fact had never been around This was not a personal threat against Gloria Estefan. She's lovely. Number one, okay? Number one most influential famous person born on September 1st. You got to go back, folks. You got to go back. You got to go way back to 1946 when a young Barry Gibb was born. Yes, that's right. Barry Gibb, the singer slash guitarist for the Bee Gees. And I would say that he may have had a bit of a resurgence in his career by not actually taking part in his career at a certain point. Saturday Night Live had a lot of fun with Barry Gibb, with the Barry Gibb talk show, which was a cute skit that happened a few times. Staying Alive is a great thing. Think of how many people would be dead because other people wouldn't know how to do chest compressions during CPR because they never heard Staying Alive and they had to come up with some other song that had the proper beat structure. So, I mean, that's a great gift that's been given. Hey, you know what? I don't have to sell you on the excitement and the thrills of Barry Gibb. That's not my job here. I am going to tell you, though, that already I get a pretty strong feeling that tomorrow, September 2nd, this will be the first time that I can officially announce we have a front runner for worst day for celebrity births and the front runner for getting wiped off the face of the planet, which is September 1st. Now, completely unrelated, my sister was actually born on September 1st, and here's the thing. I would feel terrible if I did not have a sister. It would not be good. I love my sister very much, but I can't even put my personal feelings for this into play. I have to focus strictly on celebrities. That's the only way this works. I got to play it true. I got to play it right. Okay. Now, over the course of the next year, it is entirely possible that I will bring people on this show, and it through sheer serendipity, it might be possible that person might have a birthday on the day that they're arguing for. Now, if that happens, I just hope that anybody that would come on this show would come on with kind of that same spirit of honesty and integrity that I'm working with here. Like, okay, I know already that my birthday is safe. Okay, I've got some heavy hitters, so I feel pretty good. I don't feel like even if I was born on September 1st, the dumpiest day that I've ever seen for celebrity birthdays, even if I was born on September 1st, I wouldn't try to massage the facts here, folks. Okay, I'm going to come straight. I'm going to come clean. And I'm going to treat this the reverence, honestly, that it's deserved, right? Because it's not every day that an angel gives you powers like this. I mean, for me, it's not. I don't know about you. I don't know what your life's like. You may be getting angel powers every fucking day. I don't know. So listen, join me tomorrow, I guess, September 2nd, and I will compare the two. You know, we'll go head to head and see September 2nd, September 1st, which one is the powerhouse and which one is up for just terminal deletion, and which one will I say eventually that this day is history. To you.